This is Off Mic, that's what it's called. Yes, mics record all the audio. It just means that Biggs and Bart made this not on the radio. Jamie's here as always too, and some new dude whose name is Lou. So if you're on your couch or bike, this is Biggs and Bart Off Mic.
Throw stuff at you. Are we recording yet?
We're recording now.
Hey, it's the Biggs and Bart Show. Hi, it's a little bonus. We're going to post this Friday, probably.
Sure.
Cool.
Friday?
Good talk. Well, what?
Oh, that makes sense.
Because yeah, we're Friday not on the air. We're Friday, not live anymore, right?
Yeah.
A little bonus podcast here for you because we've had some tech issues this week and whatever. So we thought we'd throw up a little extra content. We invited Lou, our favorite guest of the show.
Thanks for inviting me, guys.
Hey, our pleasure.
Why did you say that with like a smile on your face as if you weren't invited?
No material. I didn't come with any material.
No, none of us ever do.
Okay. We never do for these bonus things.
Don't worry about it. Just chat and just hang out.
Yeah. Did you never hear our Lights Out podcast?
No, I don't listen to you guys.
Oh, me either. I never listen to it. But like people always ask us, what do you talk about on the radio? It's hard to say because we rarely know what we're going to talk about. I say, like, well, what are we doing right now? And they say, well, we're having a conversation. So that's what we do. Like, you don't know what you're going to say in a conversation before you say it, mostly.
It's exciting.
Living on the edge? You're not used to it? You don't really, like, I mean, you're a radio guy. That's not like you're just a rando. If people don't know, this is Lou. He is on our radio station.
He has Lou's trunk. People would know that.
Yeah, people know Lou's trunk.
And some people hate Lou's trunk.
Yeah.
Not us.
I'm excited to be part of this. And to witness it.
You've witnessed this before, though. Like, it's not like you're new to the...
But in long form, though.
Okay, long form.
Long form.
Like, I tell you, Lou, don't worry, buddy. We'll get him.
Get who?
We'll get him.
The guy gave me that haircut.
Yeah, he gave me that haircut. Yeah, don't worry. We'll get him. That is a very, as you said, aggressive fade you have there.
Why? What's wrong with it?
It's not as gradual as some you see.
You guys are just mad because he's got hair on the top of his head as opposed to just the sides.
You're not wrong.
But it is an aggressive fade. Like,
that's what's made them mad, Lou, is that you have removed the hair on the sides of your head, which is the only hair they have. And you kept the broccoli cut on the top, right? That's what the kids call it.
Okay.
I want to share something actually about my hairdresser. My brother goes to this guy as well.
Right.
And he knows everything about my brother's life. And he talks to me about my life. Like, so yesterday when I was getting my hair cut, he was like, oh, your brother has a big job interview tomorrow. Eh? And I was like, yeah, he does. And so we both sent him a message after that saying good luck. And yeah, he's just really involved in our lives.
The barber, right?
Yeah.
That's the story.
Sometimes I find things out about my brother from my barber.
Oh, okay. Are you ever mad? Are you ever like, why wouldn't he fucking tell me?
Why would he tell the barber and not me?
Yeah. He can open up to the barber better than he can open up to his brother.
So you resolve some family issues and stuff through that?
I think that's how we're going to in the future. Okay. I know the angle now.
Younger or older brother?
Older brother.
Older brother?
Yeah.
How many siblings in the Lou clan?
Just my brother and I.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Was he a good older brother?
No.
He was not a good older brother.
No, no.
Do you fart in your face while you're sleeping?
How much older? How many years older?
2 years older.
Oh, that's
January 89. I was born in August 91. So it's almost even three. But here's a story. Eggos. We loved Eggos.
Okay. Yeah.
And we ate them so fast, it wouldn't last a day, so my parents wouldn't buy them. You know,
but why would they deprive you of the enjoyment of something, like even if it only lasted a day?
Because there's no point in buying it if we're going to eat like 12 in a day.
Well, there's no point in buying anything then
if you're going to eat it, consume it.
I made all this chicken, don't eat it.
Guys, you're derailing him from
the
story.
Sorry, go on your story.
So you eat a box of Eggo in a day.
Very fast.
Is your brother the same shape as you? Like, are you guys both
same physique?
Fans of food?
Yeah. Yeah, he's skinnier than me now.
Okay.
Yeah, but back then it was pretty similar. He got a paper route, you know, first job, and I wake up one morning and I can smell the Eggos, the aroma throughout the house. Yeah. And I go to the kitchen, he's eating a big plate of them.
With syrup or just
with syrup?
Oh, wow.
How many on the plate?
Like, I think it was six.
So he left two in the box, basically?
Yeah, two in the box. But yeah, that would the toaster would have four. Right. And then he'd throw in another two after that.
Oh, wow.
A stack of six. And then I said, oh, we have Eggos? And he said, don't touch them. I bought them with my paper.
Oh, wow. He paid for the Eggos.
And I couldn't believe it. You know, and it's all right. You know, this is fair. He bought them.
Yeah, yeah, there is.
But then I found out, you know, when I complained to my mom later that weekend, there's nothing to eat. She said, I bought Eggos.
Son of a bitch.
Steak weasel.
Wow.
And I was so mad, and I was so used to, as a younger brother, of these things happening.
Like, just taking it.
And then you just have to just absorb it. And I said, I'm not letting this one go. And I
killed him.
I killed him. I carved into my headboard, in my bed, I hate Brady. Really? Remember the waffles.
That's a lot of stuff to carve with like a penknife in your hand.
Yeah. Carve like 2 weeks.
He finished yesterday.
That's a good story.
Remember the waffles.
Do you bring it up to him as often as you can?
It's a big popular family story.
Yeah.
But everyone laughs though, and I can laugh too. It is funny.
Sure.
At the same time, like that's the kind of stuff that the younger sibling.
Yeah.
Gets
that they. I was.
Someone's calling Jamie. Who is it?
It's my daughter.
Oh, better answer it.
He doesn't want to do it in front of us. He doesn't like to admit he has children in front of us.
Smoochie.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be a cutie dad.
Hi.
Smoochie, smoochie.
Just recording something.
Yeah. Oh, daddy's girl.
We won't be long. Okay.
He doesn't want us to make fun of him, Julia.
I don't care. What do I have to care about?
Well, then just be you, man.
Hey, here she is.
Yeah. All right. I'll call back.
All right. Sorry. I had a both sibling situations. I was the oldest sibling in one home and then the younger sibling in the other home because my parents.
So you got both ends.
I got to pick on my younger brother in one house and get picked on in the other house. So
it was so did much, you take much out your frustration?
Older brother
did you take out your frustration of being the younger brother on your younger brother?
No, because the older siblings didn't really live with us. They visit a lot, but they didn't live with us. And they blame my mother for their father's marriage collapsing.
It was probably usually the woman's fault. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
It might have been. I don't know. I don't. So they didn't really have as much interest in me. They would, like, my older, youngest brother would just, like, steal shrimp off my plate at dinner. He'd be like, what is that on the shelf? And I'd be like, what? And
he would, like, is that why you would sometimes get a shrimp ring and just eat it in your chest while laying in bed?
That might be.
Until you get too many cholesterol deposits in your eyes?
Why you eat so fast, probably, so nothing gets stolen off your plate.
Maybe.
I love solo shrimp ring.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a great move.
Yeah. I don't get the shrimp ring because they're the tiny little pathetic shrimp. I go to Costco and get the
box.
The bucket of giant shrimp.
Wow.
That's why I have cholesterol deposits on the inside. That's why it looks like I have permanent sleep in my eye all the time because of shrimp from Costco.
It's not a lie.
It's not a lie. It's the actual truth. So, and I would just lie there and eat the
Are
whole.
Are you still doing it?
No,
Are
I stopped
you,
doing
you
it.
You had to stop.
Because I didn't want my eyes to still shut.
You couldn't see.
Yeah,
did you do one last one? Like, I got to stop.
Yeah, this is it.
I walk by it every week. I'm like, oh, those days were great days. But, you know, so.
My brother's too old to really. He used to lick everyone's bread. Like, he'd sit down for dinner.
He'd grab bread and lick all the bread. With bread.
Yes,
I didn't know
obviously.
What it was. I used to lick my ass.
Yeah,
like it would be really weird. I don't think I'd bring that up in public forum.
Well,
you
might.
You know what I mean? It's something I'd keep to myself or a therapist or something.
You guys just sharing stories.
Yeah.
It's just men telling men things about our brothers licking our asses.
No, he would lick all the pieces of bread.
All right.
So no one else could eat the bread. Classic kind of thing.
Yeah,
he was too old. He put me in like a hockey bag and stuff.
Oh, it seems like more and more coming out the longer you talk about it.
Yeah,
he didn't
do
anything. Just licked all my food and tied me up in a hockey bag.
And he used to, I remember he took karate and he would come home and be like, come here. Well, let me show you what I learned. And he would like, poke me so hard in the stomach. Like, I remember that.
He didn't do anything. No. Three stories within 2 seconds.
It was great.
Those were, you know.
Yeah.
He was out partying when I was able to, like, remember stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Lou, let me tell you about my brother. My brother is dead.
Sorry. I don't know why I'm laughing.
Sorry to hear that.
He was much older than me, and I didn't really know him.
He showed us a picture.
Yes, recently.
Brother.
Yeah.
For the first time. You can show Lou.
It's crazy.
He is a giant version of Jason. Like, if Jason ate Jason.
He was a big guy.
Yeah. He was how many years older than you? 15?
Like 14 or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What were your full brother, half brother?
Full brother.
What were your parents thinking?
Yeah, I was a total mistake, as you guys probably realize. Look at this. Look at this beauty right here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, see, that's what most people say.
Wow.
Yeah. Love tattoos and rings.
Career criminal.
And
was
selling
he not?
Drugs.
Was he not a, yeah, career criminal.
Selling drugs.
Just like having a good time, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't blame him for just being a good time.
No, I don't know. There was no judgment in my job title.
So back to how you were both the oldest sibling and the youngest sibling.
Right.
And you chose to continue the cycle of violence as an older sibling, not to be the older sibling that you wish you had.
Oh, I see.
Well, to be fair, my younger brother was maybe the most annoying human being. He's much better now, but as a child, he was extremely ADHD and hyperactive, and he would get up at like 4:30 in the morning every day and try to bust into my room to wake me up. I would take the closet door and open it and wedge it into the door handle of the room opening door and then jam clothes under it so he could not get the door open, because he would try to come in to, and my stepmother would never let me whoop his ass. So there's a couple times I distinctly remember where my dad, we were just me, him, and my dad. My dad was just like, get him. Like, my dad just let me, because he was being so obnoxious. I once was on a ski trip, and my dad just got out of the van and closed the door. And I was like, nah. And I turned around in the van and just beat the snot out of my younger brother. Because
it's sanctioned. So, this is a sanctioned beating.
It was totally a sanctioned.
I have a question for guys with brothers who were relatively in close age.
Uh-huh.
So when you would fight your brothers, well, your boys, Jason.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, would they... Because everyone's like, oh, I used to fight my brother all the time. Like, we'd get in fights. Like, was it like fist fights in the face?
Sometimes,
fights?
Yeah.
Like, would you know, was normally, it mainly body, like ribs and stuff?
I only really beat my brother one time. Like, really, like, punched him hard in the face a couple times. Normally, it was just, like, pinning him down.
Oh, okay.
And because I was bigger and just making him lose his mind. Like, he would get so upset.
Did you used to hang spitballs over him?
Hang spitballs over him, or like flick him in the nose, and because I would sit on his arms with my legs and then just sit on his chest.
Yeah.
And he would just be like literally like spit would be coming out. He'd be so angry.
Yeah.
And I would just start flicking him in the nose and the eyes and stuff. And to a point where he came after me with a knife once, because after I let him up, he was so upset he went and found a knife. And I said, you better think that through. And he did. But he also hit me in the head with a dog leash once.
Oh, yeah.
You're boys, right? So
the closest thing
I had to like an older brother experience was sort of vicariously through my friend Jeremy. His brother was a couple years older than him. And he used to pin us down and try and spit like the drop balls on our face.
Just touch your nose with it. Yeah.
But one time, I remember we were having a sleepover at Jeremy's house, and it was the morning, and I was awake, and Jeremy wasn't.
You just
and
spit right in his open mouth.
No, and Aaron came over, and he like gave me the shush sound, and he was much bigger than us, and I was like, okay, I better be shushed. And he pulled down his pants and put his butthole right on Jay's face and just farted right on his face.
And that's classic older brother.
But he didn't do it to me, because that would be disrespectful, right? Because I was a guest.
To see it.
I was a guest in the house.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw it. Oh, I saw it all.
Yeah, not often was it, like I said, once a full real fight where I was like, I have to... whatever. But normally it was just making him feel small and terrible.
I'm still thinking about Jason's story there.
With fondness or no?
Like open bear.
Oh, yeah.
Like there would have been poo particles on his face.
I bet
there
sure. Because it was morning. I don't think he had a shower first.
Well, farting on brothers is like classic. Like everyone's, but bear ass farting is a different.
Yeah, that was a new level.
Yeah.
And he put you in a position loyalty to your friend, though.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure, you know.
I was a bit afraid.
Now, and Lou just held it in and carved it, writes down the list of his enemies instead of fighting. Carves his brother's name into the headboard. I picture someone
that's
at the
much
garage
more
sale.
Psychotic.
We're going to sell Lou's bed. Let's put it at the garage sale and people looking
just
through.
Just a list of like 70 names on the
all the
back
names carved
with
in.
With six of them carved out.
Yes.
He's taking his revenge on those.
That's much worse than all
soul bodies
porn
in the cellar.
It's just one name for the record.
Just one name.
Also, Jamie, to your question,
we
never punched in the face.
Oh, okay.
It was kind of like Anchorman rules. Like,
nothing to the hair or face.
Yeah.
Of course.
There were body punches.
There'd be some slapping. Anything to make him feel.
Sure.
Like, inferior?
Yeah, well, just to put him in his play. Because he'd get, he'd think he was tough or get act all, do something where I say, please stop doing that. And he would just continue to do it.
Yeah. Well, once you've asked
make him cry.
Once or twice, you know.
Yeah.
Then he gets what he deserves.
But I'm not a bully.
No. You're just a good time.
Yeah, it hasn't shown later in life
time.
At all.
It's a good time. Yeah. Hey, but remember, I'm probably over worrying and thinking I was much more worse than I was because we called that guy. I thought I was a bully too. And he said,
"Well, he used to steal his cookies or something."
No, I thought he used to like crush his balls in the bus because he used to like sit on the top of the school bus seats. Like he put one leg over each side, and I would grab his legs, and hang on to his legs and crush his balls, and he would cry. And then like years later,
you can come in, Adam.
Yeah, Adam's here. We're recording our bonus podcast. We have Lou as a guest.
You can come in.
The light's not on. No, because it's off.
Don't worry about it.
On air.
So you get back to you crushing a child's balls on the bus.
Well, I was also a child, so I used to hang on his legs, like, and just pull down, and make him cry. And then we chased him down, and he said it was
called
no big deal.
Tracked him down.
Yeah, we tracked him down.
Yeah,
for me to apologize years later, and he said, "No, I don't."
I think he just forgot.
Yeah,
I think they call this weirdo
blocking it out. Yeah.
Who your last name isn't your last, you know what I mean? He's probably like, who is this person? I don't remember.
Richard Kim was his name.
Yeah. No, the one you're thinking of, Jason, is his friend, again, not a bully, his friend whose mom was going through a bit of dementia.
Uh-huh. I didn't do this to him. My friend did it to him. I didn't do any of this.
Oh, no, sorry. That was this running the car. Different story. No, the one you're thinking was Colin's cookies, where you would sneak into Colin's house and steal his cookies.
Me and Jeff McCausland walking home.
And he used to get in trouble for you stealing his cookies.
Right. No, yeah, because he came to school and he was all upset. And
his parents sent him to a reform camp or something.
Yeah, yelled at because he kept eating. But we were breaking into his house on the way home and eating his cookies. That's not a bully, though. That's just a criminal. It's
not. Okay, fair enough.
Criminal behavior.
If you want to, you know, split hairs.
And now, but look what I did. He turned into an amazing human being. He's like
off a missionary
in like Africa,
or
like
yeah.
doing missionary work. So
he just did it to get away from you.
All the bullied people do go on to do great things.
Yeah. That's how you make good people.
Not the bully in my school. He got AIDS.
Are you talking about Degrassi?
No. Degrassi? That is Degrassi. Well, no, but he spit on me once. Pre-AIDS.
Okay. The bully.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm talking about the bullied go on.
Oh, the bullied go on. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Again, not in your case, though. Not in your case.
No, not in me. Not in me case.
Yeah. No, you've
not
done.
Not in me case.
You've done nothing.
No.
It's the aspect of Pink Shirt Day that I don't think is discussed enough because, it's like you don't want to make an argument for bullying, but... You know, I feel like all the brilliant musicians and minds of our time.
Oh, I see.
We're bullies.
Yeah.
Like a smooth sea never made a skilled sailor kind of thing.
Yes.
Also on the topic of Pink Shirt Day.
That's why you were bullied for saying shit like that.
I don't.
That's
exactly
Whatever. He got AIDS.
I love that saying.
He got AIDS.
He got AIDS.
You seem really happy about
it. I'm not happy.
You said it with glee in your voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You couldn't wait to tell us that your bully got AIDS.
Hey, yeah. I don't like the color pink, so I don't wear pink shirts, and I won't be bullied into it.
On my face.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
And other children's face. We're having two different conversations going on.
It's fine. People have two ears.
Because we're looking at each other.
So,
I think that'd be a great documentary to talk about the bullies of the people that are making the world better.
Bring bully.
Yeah. Coming up an interview with Bill Gates' bully. It's like I do feel like I'm responsible for all
of this
work that the Gates Foundation has done.
Either bullies or like absentee fathers was like the two things that make exceptional people for sure.
No one talks about us.
All right.
Well.
I think we got enough.
Very good. That's
enough. Wow, we got enough.
I think we got enough. Thanks for tuning in. There will be no podcast Monday. Let's make sure everyone hears that now.
Yeah.
And
don't write any letters.
Yeah. Losers. And we'll see y'all again on Tuesday. Thanks for stopping in, Lou.
See you next Tuesday.
Lou, you're supposed to say like you're welcome or something.
Yeah.
This was fun. This was a lot of fun. Thank you guys.
And we will see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
For Lou's trunk.
May all your bullies get AIDS.
Yeah.
It's not even, it's been taken off.
It's fine, right?
It's just,
you're allowed to say that.
Cold now.
He was everyone's bully. Let's be honest. He picked on everybody.
All right.
Okay.
I'm just trying to level up how bad he was.
You don't have to justify it. It's fine. Everyone already knows you're not a good person.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
This is Off Mic. That's what it's called. Yes, Mike.